hear a hell of a commotion and look up, and there's a big white billy goat coming 100 mile an hour straight for us.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
Need a break? A break from the grind? The stress? We have just the place. A place where you can let your inner thrill billy out. Bristol Motor Speedway, April 10th through the 12th for the NASCAR Food City 500 Triple Header Weekend. 3 days, three races. Don't just take a break, race to it. Get your tickets, upgrades, and more now at bristolmotorspeedway.com. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
As I wrap up a 40-year career with three programs to go, today I present one of the funniest true stories I've ever heard from a guy who was an owner, driver, engineer, and crew chief who should be in the Hall of Fame but isn't because he was a perpetual burr in the saddle of NASCAR founder Big Bill France. Here's the late Smokey Eunuch.
When I met Ralph Moody, he was working on a car in 54 in Charlotte and run out of parts. And I said, Ralph, where is there a junkyard around here? And he said, hey, I don't know about it, but I saw a huge junkyard when I came to town here. So we went over there and found the guy that owned the junkyard and told him what I was looking for. And he said, yeah, we got some. It turned out to be just as far across that junkyard as you could go. So as we was walking over there, we had a handful of tools. I knew what we needed. We came to a great big hole in the ground. And I said, what in the hell is that? And Ralph said, damn, if I know, you couldn't even see the bottom of the thing. So there was an old cylinder head there, and I threw it down. And we listened to hear it hit, because you couldn't tell how deep it was. Couldn't hear it. So there was a big old transmission standing there. I got one end, he got the other. We drove it over and shoved it in the hole. And we're listening for the thing to hit. And I hear a hell of a commotion. And I look up, and there's a big white billy goat coming 100 mile an hour straight forward. And I pushed Ralph aside, and the goat went right past us down in the goddamn hole. We got the parts and we left, and as we was coming out, the junkyard owner come over and said, hey, I lost my pet billy goat. Did you see a big goat anywhere? And Ralph said, yeah, he just went down in that big hole about 10 minutes ago. And the guy said, nah, that couldn't have been my goat. I had him tied to a big transmission.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.